Good evening, Eagle Country, and thank you for tuning in to another edition of Crunch Time, brought to you by our friends at OrthoCincy Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, the orthopedic authority that can quickly diagnose the problem and provide expert care for work, sports, and everyday injuries. Located right here in Lawrenceburg and throughout the tri-state, learn more at OrthoCincy.com. I'm your host, Double T, Travis there. Monday, January 25th, our featured guest tonight, the Lawrenceburg Tigers boys basketball program. We'll get with Coach Cutter and some of his star players here in just a moment, but first we got to get into the Crunch Time headlines, and we are going to start with the East Central Lady Trojans basketball team capturing the 2020-2021 EIAC Championship. Perfect 7-0 record in conference play for the Lady Trojans, and their average margin of victory in those seven games, just a mere 34.5 points. Their largest win of the season was a 69-point victory over South Dearborn. Then their closest game, a 7-point win over Rushville, so make it 9 conference championships in school history and 5 under current head coach Kevin Moore. The Lady Trojans going to be in action against Dixie Heights tonight. Very good team out of Northern Kentucky. And I also want to give a shout out to Hope Fox. Now, if you've been following along with East Central Trojans sports here during the COVID era, they have been broadcasting all of their games. And Hope Fox actually got on the headset and provided a little color commentary during one of the boys' JV games last week. Cool stuff there. And certainly you're going to get kudos for me because, well, I do that on a regular basis. So a nice job from Hope, and she's having a fantastic season as well. Sticking with the theme of girls basketball, Jackson Dell and South Ripley on a collision course in the ORVC. These two teams going to meet on Tuesday night for first place in the conference. Now, if you've been following along, Jackson Dell, one of the top teams in Class 1A, number 2, entering tomorrow's game at 18-3 overall. They are on an 8-game winning streak. As for South Ripley, 13-4 on the season, and they're on a winning streak of their own, winners of 6 straight games. And the matchup for first place going to feature 3 of the top 10 scorers in the conference. Paige Ledford coming in first at 16 points per game. Her teammate Annabelle Williams, almost 11 points per game. And then South Ripley star Rachel Meyer comes into Tuesday averaging 10.6 points per game. And the winner of this game tomorrow night is going to have the edge and ultimately becoming the ORVC champion. Now, we're still going to talk a little bit more girls basketball because last night the IHSAA revealed the girls basketball sectional pairings for the 46th annual state tournament. And I want to start in Class 4A because East Central is going to host Sectional 14. And this is one of the toughest sectionals in the entire state of Indiana. You should get more than a trophy if you win this bad boy because 4 of the 6 teams located inside the top 30 in the Sagarin ratings. East Central is the highest rated at number 20, Martinsville 21st, Columbus East 26th, and Columbus North 29th. Now, if you look at the actual breakdown of the bracket, East Central is going to play the first game next Tuesday, February 2nd, against Columbus East. And if they win that one, they'll have to play Martinsville in the second round, and who knows, maybe a rematch with Columbus North in the championship. So, not going to be easy for the Trojans. We talked about their success already, number 6 in Class 4A, winners of the EIAC, and they've done pretty well against sectional opponents so far. They did lose recently to Columbus North, so perhaps, like I said, a rematch awaiting in the championship. In Class 3A, Rushville going to host a sectional full of EIAC teams. Now, along with Rushville, Lawrenceburg and Greensburg look to be the two others that are likely favorites in Sectional 29. Greensburg 6-0 against sectional opponents. Lawrenceburg 5-0. Those two teams are going to square off on Thursday, so we'll see how close that game is, and maybe the winner of that one looks to be the favorite going into the sectional. But you can't count out Rushville. They do have the highest Sagarin rating in that group at 57th overall. And as mentioned, they played East Central very close earlier in the year, lost by 7 points, and had some narrow losses to Lawrenceburg and Greensburg as well. But they cannot be counted out. Looking a little bit closer at the bracket, Lawrenceburg will play the first game on Tuesday, taking on Connersville. On Wednesday, first round action, Greensburg versus Franklin County, and Rushville drew South Dearborn. Batesville will await the winner of that Lawrenceburg-Connersville game in round 2. So that is Sectional 39 at Rushville in Class 3A. In Class 2A, Sectional 45 at South Ripley, we just mentioned how well they have played this year, 13-4 on the season, one of the favorites in this particular sectional. Switzerland County, 16-4, and Southwestern Hanover having a nice season at 11-6. So ORVC team's going to clash in the Class 2A sectional at South Ripley. Milan and Southwestern, the first game on Tuesday. South Ripley versus North Decatur also on Tuesday, and then Switzerland County and South Decatur drawing the byes in that particular sectional. And finally, Class 1A Sectional 60 at Waldron. You got two teams inside the top 10 in 1A, Jacksonville number 2 and Waldron number 9. They did get drawn on opposite sides of the bracket, so that could set up a massive championship game out at Waldron. Jacksonville will play Oldenburg in the first game on Tuesday. Other first round matchups on Wednesday. This is next week, of course. Southwestern Shelbyville versus Waldron, and Rising Sun drawing Hauser. Morristown was the lucky one getting a bye, but maybe not so lucky, likely going to play Jacksonville in the second round. So plenty of really good teams in girls basketball and some intriguing matchups ahead in the state tournament. You can read more over at EagleCountryOnline.com. Moving to boys basketball, I want to give a shout out to South Dearborn. They were on the show last week, and they went out to St. Leon and beat East Central for the first time since 2014, a 53-36 win. The Knights were led by the Willoughby brothers, Reese with 14, Ryan with 12, and Quentin Stevens added 10 points in that win. Also held Luke Collinsworth in check, only had 12 points, in that game. So a nice win for South Dearborn. And speaking of EC, want to give them a shout out as well, because they bounced back from that loss to South Dearborn by scoring another win in the War of I-74 Hardwood edition, of course. Beating Harrison, they outscored the Wildcats 10-3 in overtime to pick up that 51-44 win. Luke Collinsworth, the aforementioned Collinsworth, bouncing back with 24 points. And Coach Disbrow welcoming Logan Rohrbacher back to the lineup, and he scored 21 points. EC has now won six straight games against their rivals from Ohio. So with that, we will move closer to talking to our featured guest, the Lawrenceburg Tigers boys basketball program, 8-6 on the season, winners of five of their last six, including wins over the 6th and 11th ranked teams in 1A. That'd be Edinburgh and Jacksonville. Lawrenceburg also 2-0 in the EIAC with a big conference game looming on Thursday at home against Greensburg. That's going to be a girls-boys doubleheader, by the way. But we want to say hello to our guest tonight. We'll turn on the microphones and we'll get to our crunch time starting lineups. We've got Coach Cutter in the house, but we want to hear from the players. Give us your name, the position you play, and the year you are in school.
I'm Reese Denning. I play big and guard, and I'm a senior.
All right, fantastic.
Jonathan Askins here, senior, and I'm a big center.
Love it.
Adam Bird, shooting guard, and I'm a senior.
All right, we got one more in the house tonight as well.
Logan Scalf, I'm a combo guard, and I'm a senior.
All right, thank you very much. And normally with the crunch time starting lineups, what we do is we're going to go back down the line here, and we're going to have everybody talk nice about one of their teammates or a coach that has really helped them this year so far. So give a shout-out to somebody. We'll start with you, Reese.
I'll give my shout-out to John Askins because, he's really never played organized basketball in his life before until this year. And for him to be a senior and just step up, knowing that, he might not be playing that much, but he just wanted to enjoy time with his friends and cheer us on, he's really been an inspiration.
All right. John?
I guess I'll give my shout-out to Garrett Yoon, okay? I think he's doing a good job of leading us, and when he's on, I don't think there's much that can stop us.
All right.
G-Dog, we like to call him.
G-Dog. Shout out to G-Dog. All right, Adam.
I'd just like to give a shout out to my senior running mates. We had a few other seniors throughout our years here, and I'm just glad that these three are the ones who came and stayed.
Stuck it out. And Logan, been one of those program guys. We'll talk about that a little bit more. Go ahead, Logan.
Yeah, I'd like to give my shout out to Reese because he really put in the most work out of anybody in the program all summer, even through the fall. Just even through quarantines and everything, he was just working his tail off.
No shout out to the other two Logans on the team?
Yeah.
That's all right. All right, thank you so much for that. So the Tigers coming in tonight here on this Crunch Time edition, 8-6 on the season. We want to hear from Coach Cutter here. He had a couple games over the weekend. Tough loss to Connor, bounce back against Jacksonville. What'd you see out of your team over those two games?
Well, the Connor game was kind of disappointing from our standpoint. We played well with them, you know, shot for shot. First half is 22-19 at halftime. Felt like we were doing some things well. Both teams kind of came out a little bit sluggish, we felt like, as a coaching staff. But we were doing what we needed to do. And then we hit, as we like to call, our third quarter blunder that we've done a couple times in our games this year. We just, you know, go through the motions and don't put that consistent effort and intensity into our game. And, you know, the unfortunate part for us is when we've been doing that, it's cost us. You know, I'm no disrespect to the teams that have beat us, but when we look at some of the close games we've lost, it literally has been a 2 or 3 minute spurt in a game that we felt like has been the make or break for us. So,
and that did break up a modest 4-game win streak, but you were able to bounce back the next night, 47-36 win over Jacksonville. Didn't shoot the ball particularly well, but took care of it. Only 8 turnovers in that game, so you at least got to be pretty happy about that.
Yeah, and these guys know that, you know, I take pride in our defense and how much time we put into it and how we want to guard specific guys on different teams. And, you know, that's what I've been kind of trying to get them to buy into all year is, you know, you got to, what are you going to do when you don't shoot the ball well? How are you going to win games? And when you look at it, we outscored them, I think, 17-6 in the fourth quarter Saturday night. So, you know, that was a big thing, was we limited their shots. We took the air out of the ball on offense and kind of made, you know, longer possessions where they couldn't go down and score. And it got us the win. I mean, like you said, we shot 29%. You're not going to win too many games doing that. So you have to be able to hang your hat on defense.
Yeah, also beat them up on the backboards pretty much there in that game against Jacksonville. But turn to the players to kind of elaborate a little bit more off of Coach's thought there. When you guys aren't hitting shots, what is the mindset?
I think it's really just our defense. Like Coach said, I think all the players are really starting to buy into it. And like Jacksonville, I think they were averaging about 70 points a game. And for us to hold them to 36, I think it really shows that. So,
yeah, it's a little frustrating because you see like the times we're on or whatever, and we're just like rolling. So looking at the Connor game, like when we look at it, and like some of the games we lost, like we're in those for like 2 quarters, and it's just frustrating because I think the only people that are going to hold us back are ourselves. And I think once we get past that, I think we're going to be a really tough team.
And Adam, you're a good shooter. What's your mindset when the ball's not going in? I mean, I've been there as well.
You know, sometimes you have your days where you're on, and then there's some where you're just not. But a big thing for us is we try to take our pride in our individual one-on-one defense. And then the ball's not going in, the best thing you can do for your team is just not turn it over and make sure you guard your guy, make sure he don't score. Because, I mean, if you're not doing any of those, you're probably going to be on the bench for a while.
A couple laughs coming through your room.
The ball ain't going in. Just guard your dude.
that's not bad. Logan, you want to add anything to that?
Yeah, add on that. I think if shots aren't falling, we got to work twice as hard on defense. And then on offensive end, I think we could just feed our bigs because I don't think anybody can guard them. So
that's a good point. The games I've seen you guys play, you know, Ashton and Jackson have done a good job underneath. So certainly a focal point on this team, as is that junior class absent here tonight. But Garrett Yoon has really started to score the ball a little bit more for you, Coach. And I think to get where you guys want to go, Garrett's got to be a little bit more aggressive on the offensive end. Is that something you've had active conversations with him about?
We have, and that started in Rivertown. You know, after the South Dearborn loss, I kind of challenged him in front of his teammates before the Swits game and just said, look, you know, you got to find other ways to score besides your three-point shot. You know, every coach in the area scouts well. We know that. They watch a lot of film. So we have to be able to find our second ways of scoring. As these guys said, when your first option is not falling and not working, you know, what can you do for your teammates? So he's started to really challenge himself to put the ball on the floor more and finish at the basket. He's a good free throw shooter. He needs to get to the line more. And then, you know, the rest of those guys, Ashton's had kind of a frustrating year. It seems like anytime he touches the ball and touches somebody else, they call a foul on him. Mm-hmm. But that's a whole other debate for us to have another day.
He's so, like Shaq.
Yeah, it's not fun for him or his teammates or his coaches. But it's something he's working through, and he's gotten better as the years went. And then, you know, Dia's gotten a lot better. Dia's had some double-double games for us this season, and especially, you know, when Jackson was out with quarantine. You know, those three games there, Dia really stepped up and helped us in that area. And then Jackson's been a real big surprise for us as a staff and as a team, just because he's played more confident this year. He's been more aggressive. You know, he's averaging 9 and 9 right now, which, you know, anytime you'll take that as a coach, I mean, it's not always about the points, but those rebounds and his blocks per game that he's getting, you know, it helps us. So we're really balanced. These guys know that. We you know, we're not big on showing them stats. And the nice thing is they don't ever really look for them. They don't ask for them. I think they're just happy with, you know, winning as a group, and they like to compete and get after it every day.
Well, I want to go back to the Rivertown, because you guys had a tightly contested game with South Dearborn in the first round. To their credit, they were able to pull out the win. But after that, you guys seemed to get on a little bit of a roll. So that was that something that kind of lit a fire under you guys, you know, having somebody knock you off the top? Because Lawrenceburg's been dominating that Rivertown Classic.
Yeah, for sure. I think it was a major wake-up call for us, because South Dearborn is a team that, you know, we're usually used to beating. And for them to beat us, yeah, it was just a wake-up call.
All right, we'll go around the horn here. Just kind of get some more thoughts on, you know, losing at the Rivertown and then getting on a little bit of a run.
Yeah, it was definitely a little embarrassing, because you never want to lose to those guys, but especially when you think you can compete with them. So it was a little embarrassing. But I think the big thing we took away from that game is the first two quarters. If you look at those two quarters, we were in there with them. I think we went to the half with the lead, maybe, but then we came out in those 3 minutes, and I think that's when we really found the problem. And I think as from there, like the 3 minutes, like where we're giving up points or whatever, and I think we've like kind of like cut that down to like, you know, like just going on blunders of letting teams go off. And I mean, we showed a couple of times where like we went off the rails, yeah, but like, I think we're getting better at recognizing. We haven't perfected it yet, but that's what we're working on.
So we'll let Adam and Logan talk about this as a little bit of a learning experience. I mean, even though you guys are seniors and kind of been through those battles before, still, you know, figuring out what it takes to win on a consistent basis.
Yeah, I mean, the whole South Dearborn game was just more of a frustrating point, just because we were so neck and neck with them, and then those first 3 minutes is really what killed us. And then free throw shooting that game was bad, too. I mean, I think we only lost by, like, 5 or 6, but we only shot, like, 50, maybe not even 50.
Yeah, I think it was 12 of 23, if I...
Yeah,
so that number sticks with you.
Free throws in those first 3 minutes are really what killed us that game, but I think we learned from that, and we went on that 4-game win streak afterwards, and I think we're all starting to find our roles on the team. Just like, you know, Garrett... We need Garrett to be that guy that can score on a consistent basis, not just with a shot, and just take over. And then we got Ashton down low that can just dominate whenever he wants. And then Bobo and Dia, they're doing really good at being aggressive. And then the rest of us are just finding our roles, you know, getting it to our guys when they're hot, and then playing defense.
And Logan, what are some of the things you have observed over the last 5 or 6 games that Tigers are doing a little bit better at?
Definitely free throws. I think that's one of the main things. I think we've gotten a lot better at that because we can practice it more. And then I think our offense is flowing more than it did earlier in the season. And yeah, those are two big things that stick out to me.
Well, the 12 of 17 from the free throw line was really nice against Jacksonville, helping you win that game. And we shift our focus to this week. It's going to be a little bit of a weird week. We were talking off air, Coach, with you know, practice schedules and, you know, games being played on certain days. And it's a Thursday-Friday matchup this week. You got Greensburg coming in. This will be a home game for you. You haven't played a bunch of those so far. And then at a South Ripley team that's won 7 or 8 games in a row, ranked in 2A. So pretty challenging week ahead, but I'm sure you guys are looking forward to it.
Yeah, and the nice thing for us is you got to play good teams to be ready for your tournament. And I've always believed in that. And when you look at our schedule coming up, I mean, we've got Greensburg, who's ranked in the top 8 of 3A, coming to our place. Obviously, it's a sectional opponent that everybody's gunned for the last 5, 6, 7 years. They've been the favorites right up there with Connersville. So, you know, we have to be ready to play that game. It's on our home floor. And we feel like the way we've been preparing for games and producing the way we want to, we hope to have a good showing, obviously, in that game. And then South Ripley, it's a tough place to play. You know, you go on the road and they're ranked in the top 10 of 2A. They're scoring about 73 points a game right now. So, you know, we're not scoring 73 points a game, and we know we're not built like that. So we're going to have to find ways to defend them. and really get good quality shots when we play offense and hope that we can keep it down in the 40s and 50s where we need it.
And from a practice standpoint, have you guys felt the intensity kind of ratchet up this week with a big conference game and then, you know, playing tough South Ripley team or as much as it can?
I think I'll answer that for them. They're looking at you like you have two heads, but that is because, you know, we had to take an optional shooting day today. Our JV's been quarantined for the last week and a half, and for those guys to be eligible to play Wednesday night, we couldn't have five practices or else they wouldn't be eligible. So we gave them optional shooting today. The nice thing was we had a lot of guys in there that, you know, could have been, should have been in there getting some shots up, and then We'll get back after tomorrow. We have our JV, everybody in there at once. And then, you know, Wednesday's a little weird with the JV game, you know, taking place at 6. So we're going to have to make it short and sweet. And it's just going to require focus on our part. You know, it's not going to be a lot of time. Not going to be in there drilling a lot of things. It's going to have to be short and sweet and focused.
Well, I'll change my question. Have you gotten some more mental reps this week, just kind of mentally preparing for two big challenges?
Yeah, I think we're definitely aware that this is probably our toughest stretch of the season because, you know, we got Greensburg, then South Ripley, then East Central, then Milan, all four really good opponents. So, you know, I think it's just something that we view as something that will get us better when it comes sectional time.
All right, knowing that that's a big EIAC matchup on Thursday, you guys are undefeated in the conference, so added importance on that game. How do you stay focused?
Yeah, definitely. It's like you always have that in the back of your head, but, you know, like, this, like, I think I speak for the whole team. Like, we want the challenge. Like, because to be that team, because we want to be that team that people want to beat, you know?
Sure.
In order to be that team, you got to beat the other teams, you know?
To be the man, you got to beat the man.
We're definitely excited. I think physically, I think we're there. So I think we just got to prepare mentally. And I think we're all strong enough to do that.
Adam, you want to add on to that?
Yeah. I think we just need to be really focused this week and the game plan. You know, it's a very tough stretch you have to go through, but we're definitely ready for the challenge. And if we put together a full game like I know we can, I think we're going to be really tough to beat, and I think these are all games that are very possible for us to win.
And is it tough, Logan, preparing for two really good teams to have to play them back-to-back nights?
Yeah, it's a little bit tough, but I think we just can't have another Connor where we had a lighter practice leading up to it, and then we came out and really didn't have full effort. So I think we know we can't do that again.
All right. Well, you are listening to Crunch Time. It is presented by OrthoSensi Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, the orthopedic authority here in Lawrenceburg and throughout the tri-state. Dr. Rob Auer, Dr. Brian Whistle, and Dr. Roman Tremba, conveniently located right here in Lawrenceburg, so it's easy to find the orthopedic specialist you need. You can learn more at orthosensi.com. Let's move on to bowl games, gentlemen. So we just got some fun and maybe even silly questions in there. Draw one out. We'll go around the horn, and we'll answer these. This is supposed to be the funner part of Crunch Time, so hopefully you guys enjoy this. And, coaches, feel free to join in on the fun as well. All right, who wants to go first? Go ahead. Logan's got one over here, so...
Yeah, I guess I'll go first. It says, if you could be any animal for a day, what would it be and why? I guess mine would probably be a shark because I love the ocean. And obviously, there's a lot of areas in the ocean that people haven't discovered, so
all right,
I have
good,
to go with that.
Good answer. I thought maybe tiger would be on the list, but I like it. All right, Adam, go next.
Mine was, what is the first thing you'd buy if you won the lottery?
Oh, this is good. I just added this question to the bowl today.
This is a tough one, you know, because part of me is like, you know, buy my parents a house, but the other part of me is like, probably buy myself a house. And like, nice car or something. I have to pimp myself out for a little bit.
All right, we'll accept all of those answers. That'll be good. Because, quite frankly, never mind, we won't get into it. Go ahead, John.
All right, mine's buzzer beater or defensive stop to win a game. I'd definitely go with defensive stop. I think it takes a lot more skill there. And no, it's like, I love like the defensive part. It's just like...
Is he brown nosing?
No, like when we get stops, like when we go on like a run on defense, we're just going to stop. It's like the most exciting thing ever. It's like my favorite part.
I was waiting to see if anybody was going to pick defensive stop because it's more of a...
it's like, it takes more. It takes way more skill.
More
it takes,
of a team
it takes like the whole team, yeah.
There you go. All right, Reese, what you got?
Mine wants to know the last song I listened to. So on the way here, I listened to Dixieland Delight. You know, that's a classic.
All right, wow, so, okay. Wasn't expecting that.
Mine is college or pro sports. It's definitely 110% college.
What's the reasoning behind that? Why you like college sports better?
NBA defense makes me extremely upset until they get to the playoffs. They don't really seem to care about that as much.
Okay.
I like college football. I like college basketball. So, yeah, I'd have to go college.
All right. All right. Let's go through another time. See what else we got brewing here. We are talking to the Lawrenceburg Tigers boys basketball program. Logan?
All right. I got name a superpower you would like to have. And I probably have to go with being able to read people's minds. I just think that'd be real cool, you know.
All right. Nice answer there. Your teammates are kind of looking at you like, oh, man.
Terrible superpower.
Adam, what you got?
I got favorite sports movie. That's a tough one. I like, I'm a big football guy, so I like Remember the Titans and Friday Night Lights, probably my top two.
All right. A couple good ones there. John, what do you got?
I got, man, these are some in-depth questions. I got, if you could only watch one team for the rest of your life, which team would you choose? That's hard, man. I got, there's a lot of teams.
Gotta pick one.
Is it like a certain year of team?
So like for me, it would be the Ohio State football. That's my number one team.
Overrated. All right. If I had to go in Pacific.
Sorry, you called him overrated. I had to cut your mic. Nope, I'm sorry. You're good.
It probably had to be like the 85 Bears. I always like watch highlights of them and stuff, and I just love like their intensity.
You got some
and stuff.
Old souls on this team, Coach.
And Mike Ditka, favorite coach.
All right, Reese, what you got?
And wants to know an athlete I would dine with. I would probably pick Kyrie Irving because I just need to know like what's going on with him. You know.
All right, now
I'd have some good questions for him.
Explaining your answer made it better because he wouldn't have been my first choice. But man, he's out there, isn't he, guys?
I don't know what's going on with that.
Coach, you draw another one?
I do not.
Nope. All right. Well, just draw one, and then everybody answers it, and then we'll move on to the final segment.
Favorite TV show.
Favorite TV show, or just one that you've been, you know, checking out lately.
So just recently I started to go back and rewatch Breaking Bad. I think that has to be my favorite show of all time.
All right.
Family Guy.
Family Guy. Funny guy. John?
My favorite show probably is, The Office.
You just got back in my good graces.
All right. That's what I'm working for.
John stole mine. I was also going to say The Office, which all is right. Definitely better than Friends.
Ring the bell a couple times there. Coach, what you got?
I'm going to have to go with 2.5 Men. I'm a big Charlie Sheen fan.
I like that show as well. That's a nice pick. Nice
I like
pick.
The way he carries himself.
All right, we're going to do something a little different to end the show. We've been doing trivia with some of the other teams that have come through, but if you are familiar with the College Game Day Pick 'em type stuff, we're going to pick some college basketball games here, and this is going to be an overall consensus between the five of you. Coach, you can get involved, so if three of you vote for one team, that's the team you're going for.
Duke's
not on the list. We're going to try to keep it as regional as possible. How about Notre Dame versus number 20 Virginia Tech?
Reese, it's all you.
Oh yeah, where is it?
I believe it's at Virginia Tech.
I think it's an easy win for Virginia Tech.
All right.
Notre Dame, they're kind of struggling this year.
A little streaky?
Yeah.
All right, Vautech is the pick. How about tomorrow night, Kentucky at number 9, Alabama?
Alabama.
That's going to be...
Is it going to be bad?
Yes.
It's going to be bad. All right. Sorry, UK fans. Tiger said it's going to be bad. Xavier at Butler on Friday night. Oh.
I go Butler.
Butler because they're at home. All right. UC's been struggling this year. They're at home on Thursday against Temple. What's the pick there?
Yeah, UC.
UC going with the home team. My Ohio State Buckeyes, they're number 13 in the land, mind you, home against Penn State on Wednesday.
We're just going to go Penn State.
Penn State's going to upset them, I think.
No.
You know, the Big Ten.
No bias. No.
How many Penn States we get?
Me and you are Ohio State, so we overrun a million matters. Ohio State's well coached. They play well at home. I'll take them.
So what's the consensus here? We got
What
did Logan say?
I said Penn State.
Penn State. So we got Penn State. My goodness, you guys are going to do this to me. Penn State with the upset they're picking. How about number 21 Minnesota at Purdue on Saturday?
I think Purdue's going to get the win. You know, Minnesota just came off of a really bad loss. I don't know if they're going to be able to handle it. Even though I'm not a Purdue fan.
Purdue?
Yeah, we'll go
Purdue. Purdue. Sorry, IU does not play this week before next Monday, so they did not make the list, guys. But we got two NBA games for you. Pacers and Raptors tonight. Home State Pacers with the
Raptors.
Mild
not,
upset?
Not Raptors. Probably the Pacers, but yeah, neither. Pacers most average team of all time.
We're going to go Pacers with the mild upset, and then LeBron James returning to Cleveland tonight to take on the Cavs.
LeBron's the GOAT. I would like to put that out
Wait, the Cavs just beat the Nets two times in a row.
The Nets have no defense.
Yeah. All right.
Colin Sexton jumping 40 on LeBron's head.
All right, we'll go Lakers over the Cavs. So that is the first edition of Pick'em here on Crunch Time. We'll see how the Tigers did next Monday. We'll calculate this all up and check their record. Hopefully this is something that sticks. But hey, guys, I hope you had fun. Appreciate you coming in. Continued success. We're going to see you on either Thursday or Friday for your game against Greensburg or South Ripley. So good luck this week.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. That is the Lawrenceburg Tigers boys basketball program. As I mentioned, they will take on Greensburg in a big time EIAC matchup on Thursday night, then at South Ripley on Friday. We'll bring you the call of one of those games right here on your hometown radio station. Thank you for listening to Crunch Time. It is presented by OrthoCincy Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, the orthopedic authority for work, sports, and everyday injuries. Learn more at OrthoCincy.com.